Meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so there's three things I think we want to work on tomorrow, depending on whether we have the input. But I think they're the communique, the work plan, and the comms plan. Denise, does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Okay. Just a quick question, where are we with the scope document? Or your intent, is that part of the work plan you want to cover?
No, I think the scope document Lauren already sent out at the end of the session.
Oh, great.
Is that
this is Lauren. I did send out kind of an updated version at the end of meeting. There have been, however, further change requests, recommendations, and so on. So my plan is to put that into, like, another version, send up and round this afternoon. I didn't want to do it too early to give people a chance to reply. So this will go out, I don't know, 4 or 5 around that this afternoon with, I think Carrie Ann had a change, Denise had changes, and I've been in touch with Casey as well, because we're still trying to dig out the actual source of these definitions, which will likely require me to liaise with John Grain and Steve Conte on, like, where this actually comes from, because we haven't been able to trace it back.
I'm confused by that, because we got that email that had the URL to the place where the definitions were taken from.
Yes, exactly. But the problem is, which Casey commented on, that this document essentially stands alone, and it's unclear as to how this was approved, which we haven't been able to figure out. But I hope that John, who was in charge of this, we'll remember, and they'll just be able to tell us, and then we're good to go.
You mean how the document that we're referencing was approved?
Exactly. This is the problem. So we have a document, but don't know. So Casey's point was kind of like, how is this community, approved document, which is not clear from just reading it. But as I said, I hope that we can figure that one out.
Okay. So at this point, we're going to reference it, but we want to sort that before we send it. Is that right?
Exactly. So as I said, I'll do that email to John and Steve later. I'll include the changes in the new track version so everyone can have a look tomorrow. Then if everyone's happy, we'll wait for their reply, put that in, get final approval, and send it off, I guess.
Okay, so we should...
That's it.
Go ahead.
No, I think we're going to say the same thing. So should we, since you're sending out an updated draft today, should we note that as an agenda item on the call tomorrow, give people any final opportunities to discuss anything and set a deadline for sending it out? Is that what you're thinking?
I was thinking finalize the TOR/scope on the call. So as long as Lauren gets it out today, I think we should be able to do that.
That's awesome.
Yes, that will definitely happen. So I plan to give people time to reply. There's one issue tomorrow on the call. I won't be able to do the kind of secretarial bit. I'll be transferring to JFK from here, so I'll be in the cab. So someone else will have to do the writing, just so you are aware.
Okay. Well, I won't be on the call, so it won't be me.
Won't be any, but hopefully there won't be any.
Yes, hopefully there won't be any. All right.
Excuse me for the interruption. This is Brenda. There's a new number that joined ending in 4321. May I ask to identify
Eric.
Your name?
Eric.
That's me. It's Eric.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Okay. Nagar, will we have communique text to talk about tomorrow?
Let me have Jennifer address that. This is the work is in progress, Russ, and I'm hoping that we're going to have a draft tomorrow for your review. Jennifer, will you please let us know if you think the text draft will be finalized by tomorrow's meeting time?
Hi, everyone. Yep. So I will be able to share a draft of the communique, certainly for discussion purposes, on the call tomorrow.
Okay, so let's make that the second agenda item. So do you think you'll have it out in time for people to have read it before? I mean, it shouldn't be more than a page, right?
Correct. So by the end, I'm in Pacific time today, so by the end of my day today, I'll be able to circulate it to the list.
Great. Thank you. All right, so the next thing I think we need to talk about is the work plan. And I was hoping Eric and Denise could tell me more about how you developed it last time.
So we took the general aspirational overarching schedule that we had and the key milestones of the ICANN meetings, outreach, hosting input, hosting a draft report for public comment, you know, so key milestones, took the buckets of work that the members wanted to engage in, I guess they called the subgroup work, and sort of created a basic work plan, you know, with the usual tasks involved in research and drafting, put out a draft work plan, ask the subgroup rapporteurs to fill in more detail on how the work was being advanced in the subgroups. That's how we created the work plan and the intention.
Okay.
I've always been that it is a, you know, that it will evolve as the team, you know, windows down its priority, closes down some topics that it chooses not to pursue, delays because of whatever, but
but you never anticipated this.
Exactly. But our intention was that it is, in a sense, a living document. Eric, did you? What is that?
Yeah, no, that's my recollection as well. I think we started off, we were kind of given a template of a bunch of straw man things that we moved out and moved back in. So I think there's a little bit of stuff in there from before we even wrapped our head around it. And then, like you said, Denise, I think a lot of it was filled in by the rapporteurs and the subgroups.
Okay, so I think the question that we need to decide is, are we going to do the work of the subgroups in parallel again, or are we going to take them one at a time? Because in reading between the lines of some things that were said by Phil in his reading out the discussions with different people was too many subgroups in parallel led to too many calls each week. Denise, no one was on more of the calls than you, so... I gather that it was okay for you, but was too much for others. Is that your interpretation of what he said?
And so I was added to each of the subgroups just to be able to, if needed, sort of, you know, just to get an understanding of the through the email threads of how they were progressing. But I was not involved in every subgroup call by any means. I also found it cumbersome. I think it's important for us, you know, collectively and individually to step back and make sure that when staff suggests a process, say, oh, let's have a call every week, that we really actually need to do that to advance our work. In other words, I think we need to sort of take a step back and think about what work we actually need to get done, and then decide, do we need a call to get this? And how, and if so, how frequently do we need to get on the phone? I think there was one subgroup that that was led by Boban and Sarko that that had a good work plan and executed it. I think the rest, for various reasons, were in more nascent stages. And I think for the Fed Group 1 on assessing implementation, I think there's an open question for the team as to whether we want to take that on and split it up among team members and address it rather than hire an outside consultant. So it's not a direct answer, but it's my, I guess, view of where things stand and overall, aside from the SSR, ICANN SSR subgroup, I think we should take a fresh look at whether it still makes sense to have the groups we have. But Eric, I'm sure, has opinions on this as well.
Yeah. So I guess there was a couple things that are probably worth saying. And, at the risk of sort of like, I don't want to devolve into sort of what happened when, because it's not really helpful except if it's context, to know the road ahead, ask those coming back. I think one of the reasons that there was a sense that parallelizing didn't work was that there was a small group of people doing a lot of work, and it was not always easy to get the sort of raw number of people to be proportional to the amount of people doing work. I guess it was proportional. It was just a skewed proportion. But that made it difficult. You had a few people on a few calls doing all the work and lots of people that sometimes didn't join the calls. I don't know if there's a remedy for that. So sort of looking forward, going more to sort of what Denise was saying about the current state of things, SSR1, it's kind of at this crossroads. Are we going to do it ourselves, or are we going to sort of outsource it? I think the decision on that makes a sort of would cast a different, caused me to cast a different opinion about what to do next. The Boban Zarko group, which is probably the best name for it, really sort of, I think it's done a lot of the heavy lifting it needs to do at this point. So with deference to their perspective, I think that's not a huge item on our shoulders. I think really what's sitting in front of us is just a couple things to do that we could either do in parallel or we could serialize with not a whole lot of extra overhead in doing that. So I guess the real question I have before I could really be clear on my answer is, do we think we have the right subgroups, or are we going to reopen that discussion, at which point it doesn't make sense to spend a lot of time right now figuring out how to parallelize if we might wind up with one giant group again?
I have to say right now I'm leaning towards keeping the group together and doing them the subject areas that were assigned to the various sub-teams, just to keep the momentum that we gained last week going. And so if we have one or two people who are busy on a particular week, we can still, as a whole, keep moving. But this is new to me. It's not like I've got a plan that worked in some previous thing, and I'm just trying to run it again. That's why I'm asking you guys for insights.
Yeah, I think that would, personally, I think that would work. And I think what will actually happen is that the people who have the time and are most interested and have a stronger background in a particular subgroup area will naturally be the ones that are most active on it. So I think we'll likely get similar work patterns, but addressing them in full group calls will give visibility to the whole group and an opportunity for, more people to weigh in and, take ownership of, directions and ultimately recommendations.
Yeah,
and I think
when we put something to bed, most of the people have been on the call and we won't have to keep reopening.
Right. And of course, if we find that there an issue emerges that that really cries out for a small, dedicated, temporary group of people. You know, we're masters of our domain. We can make that call if it's right, if we feel that it's appropriate.
So right. This is Lauren. Sorry, Lauren, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Sorry, no, I just wanted to voice my agreement. I think reopening all of this would just take multiple calls, changing of documents, the whole thing, and I really don't think that would make a lot of sense. Adjustment, sure, but I wouldn't reopen because this would throw us back multiple weeks.
Okay, so there was some chunking, to use Phil's term, of the recommendations of SSR 1 into, subgroups, whatever you want to call them, and those were kind of tackled as related topics. Does it make sense to, as the bigger group, go through those chunks, or does it make sense to just take them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and
yeah, that's a good question. So there are actually subgroups. What they are is natural grouping of similar SSR1 recommendations. So it's sort of a natural way of addressing them instead of taking each one independently. Some are interconnected, and there are some that relate to. You can easily put into categories, and so I think following the categories of breaking out and taking a group of recommendations at a time where appropriate, not all of them, you know, linked to others, but I think it's a more efficient way to do it. In other words, you have a small group of recommendations that relate to, say, new GTLD, and small group of recommendations that relate to SSR, operations and things like that. It's easier to deal with them in those types of groups.
So I recognize that they're easier to investigate and assess that way. Aren't we going to have to write text about each of them, though?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And so if most of the investigation is done, then I wonder if we're actually gaining any efficiency.
I see your point. So I don't know if I'd say most of the investigation is done. There are a number of outstanding questions that arose from the initial briefings on some of these recommendations way back when that still have not been addressed by staff or have not been addressed appropriately. You know, we still have outstanding items where the answer to a specific question to staff was see meeting notes here. There still are action items for staff to do to come back, and the response from staff may prompt additional questions. So I think we do have some strings to tie up in terms of the due diligence.
So, Nagar, do you know what those outstanding questions are? Was that just something that was in the works when pause was hit, or do we need to re-enter the state?
Yes, Ross. Essentially, that's very end that all had. There were a number of questions that had risen from the meeting that took place in September in Los Angeles with the subgroup 2. There were a large number of questions on the SSR1 implementation. At the time, regarding those SSR1 implementation questions, we had been working on going through the questions. Some of them had been addressed in the course of the presentations and briefings, so we were trying to provide links back to the answers that had been provided just to have a point of reference. And then discussions came up about having a contractor come in to do the assessment of the SSR1 implementation, and we were sort of in between finding the answers to the questions that have been addressed and seeing when the new contractor comes on board, what they need to look at. And then, of course, the pause happened as well, which put a stop on everything. Depending on how the review team intends to move forward, if the decision is to address all the questions that were raised based on the previous work and subgroups, we can certainly pick up where we had left off and provide answers. Or if the review team now wishes to look at whatever the new subgroups are going to look like and the new scope items are going to look like to see if any of those questions are still relevant or not, we are just waiting to hear how you guys basically want to proceed at this point in time.
So my gut tells me let's get those answers, but that we'll deal with them as we get to each recommendation in turn.
Yeah, I actually also think maybe the best place to start would be for Nagar, you or someone on the staff, whoever you think, to relay out to us the questions that you're pursuing answers to on our behalf, so we can make sure that the list is broadly visible and we can all make sure we're expecting the same kinds of things. That way, if there's a question that fell through the gaps, we can sort of apprise you before there's a lot of turnaround time and whatnot. But I think, you know, the extent to which we're going to review SSR1, I don't think we get a choice on that. And the LA meeting, I haven't heard anyone suggest that the work we've done there is kind of go to waste. So probably getting the list of those questions that are outstanding, you know, circulating that, making sure we all see that we're waiting for the same thing, and then getting an ETA on it would be, I think, fantastic.
Yeah, that would be very helpful. And I think on SSR1, a good place to start, Nagar, would be the email I sent to the list last week that provides the links to where I found questions. And I also included a question in that email asking about whether all of the questions that we have pending with the staff are reflected there. So it would be great for staff assistant to get clarity. And I think, as a rule, questions that review team members have about work that they're assessing as part of the review, need to be answered, specifically, rather than pausing it due to any operational or structural decisions.
Yeah, we certainly have a list of all the questions. I think they're actually all on the wiki page as well, but we're more than happy to provide the list to the review team so everyone's aware of the running list of questions that are outstanding. And we will definitely start working on providing responses to them and providing ETAs on when the responses are going to be ready for some of the questions that need to be addressed by other SMEs within ICANN organization. But we'll certainly manage that on our end and provide updates to the review team to keep you all apprised of progress.
Okay, thank you. Just to keep the rest of the team up on that, I think that we should report that on the call tomorrow.
I'm sorry, Russ, would you please repeat that again? I'm not sure I understood your last comment.
Just on the call tomorrow with the whole team, I'd appreciate you just sharing what that status is. During the leadership call, they asked us to do this. We're working on it. That's all. Just so that everybody's looking at the same list.
Yeah, definitely. Would be more than happy to.
Okay, thank you. On the comms plan, so my idea is to serialize the things we have to do in the work plan, at least until, as Denise says, we see an example where forming a sub-team to take a deep dive and report back looks like it's needed to get there. It's not clear to me what the most efficient ordering of the previous subteams is, but I think SSR1 is kind of the easiest because the bylaws tell us exactly what our task is in maybe too much detail, whereas I think the other teams, we have a little more flexibility, but I was wondering if it makes sense to then do the ICANN SSR and then the DNS SSR and then the future challenges.
Sounds like a good order to me.
Makes sense to me.
Lauren, you're on board too? Is silence...
My mute went crazy. I'm sorry. Yes, all good.
Okay. I just didn't want to assume.
No, it just kind of, I pressed unmute and it muted it immediately again. I don't know. Sorry.
Okay, in terms of a comms plan, was there one before or not? I know that Carrie Ann sent her idea of what one would include with the four quadrants, but wasn't clear to me whether that was just a suggestion from a conceptual point of view or she was suggesting that a different approach than was taken last time.
I must confess I haven't, don't know that I really looked closely at her, what she said. I'll definitely pull it up and take a look at it. Our comms plan, was fairly high level, but it involved, writing regular status updates, the blogs, sending them to all of the ICANN groups, posting it on the wiki, soliciting input from all of the ICANN groups. But our sort of pace of reporting out usually tracked with the ICANN meeting. And then
that makes perfect sense to me in terms of the outward communication. I think what she was saying is it didn't capture the inbound communication.
Oh, but, yeah, and so although we, although our correspondence to all the various ICANN groups encouraged and solicited input, that wasn't forthcoming. And so in Abu Dhabi was part of the communication plan, and what we ironically had scheduled was a roadshow where the team went to every single ICANN group, gave them a short slide presentation on our scope and our status, and had specific questions teed up to ask them regarding various substantive issues. So that was blown out of the water by the great cause, but that was really the. I think
now it's the great cause. All right, we're not going
to
have a locus
to
descend on us, right?
I don't know.
Which sign is that? That one might come next.
Yeah, so I'm happy to work on any sort of type of communication plan and contribute to it that people feel is necessary.
Was there something that you're sort of pawing at here? No, I'm just trying to get a handle on it.
Okay, yeah. Cause we could probably freeform something if you thought there was an objective we should shoot at. We could probably come up with something, but that's just if that's what you had in mind.
No, frankly, if what you just said is already written down, let's just use it. I am not interested in make work. Okay.
I'll take an action item from that.
Hi, it's Jennifer as well. I just wanted to say that we do have template for outreach plans that we've used for other reviews that was developed kind of while the SSR2 review was on pause. If it would be helpful, we can circulate that, and you can choose whether or not to use it.
Yeah, would you please send it?
That'd be great.
So you call it an outreach plan instead of a comms plan. Okay.
To be fair, those could be different. You know, like an outreach plan could be like the roadshow that we were getting ready to embark on, and a comms plan could be like, you know, blogs and emails and, you know, posters and stickers and flyers. So technically, I don't know if that distinction is drawn in the template, but it could be different.
Yeah,
I think there's room in the template. Yeah. I think both of those things are reflected in the template, and I think it's called an outreach plan template. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I'll share it, and like I said, you can adjust it for your own purposes. And I think Alice just shared a link into the Adobe Connect room as well for those of you who are in the room.
I'm sure that Denise, who's on a bus, is not looking at it right now.
Yeah, no. But if you send me the link, I'll definitely take a look with it today.
Yes, I'm looking at right now. Most of it seems very much, usable, I would say.
Yeah, I think it seems to capture most of what Denise said, actually. Although I'm not sure what the video update is about. But.
I forgot about that. So also in the past, we've periodically at ICANN meetings did a short video interview with a team member, so different team members. Got in front of the camera for a couple minutes and just explained, you know, who they were, why they joined the SSR2, and, you know, something about one of the SSR2, you know, work items as another way of doing comms. So that's something, I forgot about that. That's something else that we did.
Okay. All right. So my guess is that finalizing the TOR scope, looking at the communique, talking through some of the work plan, where we're just going to go SSR1, ICANN SSR, DNS SSR, future challenges, and then talk about the outreach / comms plan. We'll take the whole call. However, if that turns out not to be the case, we can start working on SSR 1 recommendation 1.
So, Russ?
But my guess is we won't get that far, or you all won't get that far.
So, Russ, yeah, I mean, technically, Denise, correct me if I'm wrong, but we might need the answers to those SSR 1 questions before we can make substantive progress on the SSR 1, right? Isn't that kind of why SSR 1 slowed down?
Some of them, yeah. Some of the questions. I don't have the questions in front of me, so I don't know if SSR1, if we have all the information that has been requested on SSR1. But,
right. Okay, so yeah. So maybe we can just discuss the questions.
There's 28.
Yeah,
like
sure.
There's 28 questions. We have questions on a number of them, but I don't think all of them.
Okay, cool. Just bring it up.
Actually, I think we can tackle this as our recommendation one, which is ICANN should publish a single, clear, consistent statement of its SSR remit and limited technical mission. ICANN should gain public comment in order to reach consensus-based statement. So it seemed to me the IANA transition forced that to actually happen, to get it into the bylaws, right?
I hope I didn't make things confusing. I guess all I was suggesting is that some of the work for the team to do might involve, you know, getting closure on some things. But, yeah, I mean, certainly I think some of them are we're able to evaluate. I think that's what you and Denise are both saying. So sorry if I took us the wrong direction.
No, I think that your question was right. I'm just saying on this particular recommendation, I think it's the bylaws themselves are the actual output that meets that one. But yes, we have to do that assessment, you know, over and over and over here. Indeed, 28 times. Right?
Yes.
I think that's the, you know, if the group gets through the scope, the communique, the work plan, and the outreach/comms plan, then we can start with that one and figure out who's going to take the pen and write it down. Does that make sense for an agenda for tomorrow?
Yes.
I think that's good, yes.
Or should we? Okay.
So, sorry I'm missing our very first call, but I actually...
Really?
I pushed this appointment already a week because to attend last week, and pushing it again would not be good. So I need to do that.
No one's going to give you a hard time about that at all, Russ. We got nothing but...
Thank you.
I wouldn't know the irony. These things happen. This is why it's nice to have vice chair.
Yes, okay. So which one of you is going to run the meeting tomorrow?
I need to remind myself when the meeting is. I'm on West Coast time. Lauren, you're going... Lauren's going to be in transit. Is that right?
Yes.
Eric, are you?
So I'll be on the call, but I cannot guarantee that this will work perfectly fine.
Right.
So Eric, not much I can do.
Yeah, Eric, will you be in your office?
I'll be stationed probably in my office. So I can run the call. I just want to make sure I have a good sense of what it is we want to accomplish and make sure I sort of follow what we collectively want to accomplish on that call. Like, for example, I'd be happy to, for example, if we ran through the beginning administrative stuff and we wound up doing SSR1 stuff to work through it, but I want to make sure I'm not taking us in a direction that the four of us didn't anticipate inadvertently. So
I think that, you know, handling the things I just said in that order, hopefully the TOR scope can be sorted fairly quickly, but my guess is since I'm asking to finalize it, you're going to get nitpicky edits.
Yes.
Right?
No, I can't imagine that. That's not a real possibility. I would be flabbergasted.
That's totally not going to happen.
Okay, yeah, no, I can totally run the call tomorrow.
All right. The communique will be the first time we're seeing it, so I expect there'll be, other than at the bullet level, the first time we're seeing actual text, right? So my expectation is you'll also spend time, you know, move this paragraph, change those words, so on, and then getting buy-in to at least the first cut of the work plan that says take SSR1, then the ICANN SSR, DNS SSR, future challenges SSR, seeing if the community, if the whole review team is okay with that. If not, you know, find out what the heck they prefer. And then the outreach plan. So, like, if you get through all of that, Eric, you're a hero.
If I get through all that, it's because I did something wrong. No, but one other thing that we sort of cycled on a little bit. Do we want to have the outstanding questions that do we want to have Nagar, someone from her team, have given us the outstanding questions so that we can, you know, do a once-over on the call? Is that timeline too short to get the list of questions that Nagar's team thinks is outstanding? And then we can start the discussion internally on whether there's a delta to that, or do we want to push that to the next call? Because it seems like if we could get that, it would fit well with the tempo of the other things on the agenda.
I agree with you, and I think the place to raise that, at least in my head, is when you're talking about the work plan, you can, when you get to SSR1, you say, oh, and we have some questions, and then turn it over to Nagar to point everybody to where those questions are and then ask, are there any that aren't on this list that some of you remember?
Yeah, I guess I was just wondering if it was fair to have them inlined into the slides in case people aren't, you know, hopping around. But whatever, it's fine. I just want to make sure that Nagar's team is queued up that, yeah, they've got a canonical list of questions so that we don't, like, catch them unaware.
Hi, it's Jennifer here. I think that would be okay because the email that Denise sent was pretty comprehensive, and they're all on the wiki, so we can certainly put them on the slides if that would be the easiest way to have the discussion.
Great, thanks.
Super. All right. Is there anything else we need to cover today?
I think we're set.
All right. Yep. Well, then, hearing silence, give you back 15 minutes of your day.
A minute. I remembered one more thing before we jump off.
Okay.
So I had asked staff to look into whether we could put in place a backup reservation for meeting rooms, say, using a nearby hotel conference room in Barcelona, so that we could pull the trigger now on putting Barcelona on our schedules, getting travel arrangements done. We save so much money when we can do travel arrangements now versus waiting for the long process of room assignments and then, say, 10 days before Barcelona, having everyone scramble to get, you know, pretty expensive tickets. So I know the board cares a lot about fiduciary responsibility, so being fiduciarily responsible, I'd like staff to address whether they're able to get a backup, do backup conference rooms in hotels that can be canceled when we have the results of our room request for Barcelona. I think that kind of fell through the cracks.
Actually, that kind of, based on what's on the screen in the Adobe Notes section, why don't we add a 1A that just says, tell us what you can about Barcelona.
This is Alice, if I can jump in here.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to flag that Tanzanica, who's the lead on the schedule for ACA meetings, is currently on holiday and will be back on August 30th, but we will make sure to get a response from them as soon as possible. And please know that this is our priority, and we'll make sure to see what's feasible based on the current schedule. I hope this helps.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm good. Thank you, Russ, for running the call.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you, Emma.
All right.
Hi, well, it's Jennifer. Before we end the call, can you just please confirm that the, and I know some of you are not in the Adobe room, but the list that I've written here for the agenda, that it's okay for me to circulate to the review team?
Yeah.
Would you like me to read it out?
Mark, number 6, if time permits.
Yeah, maybe just read it so Denise knows what's on there since she can't be in the connect room. And I don't know if Lauren's on or not.
Yeah, okay. So 1A welcome roll call, and 1 welcome roll call, 1A staff to provide update on Barcelona. 2, finalize the term of reference and scope. 3, draft communicate, team to share feedback. 4, agree approach to work plan. 5, outreach slash comms plan, establish approach and pen holder. 6, SSR1 recommendations, staff to provide update from leadership discussion today, if time permits, and 7, AOB.
Sounds good.
Does that sound all right?
Sounds good,
okay,
yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Yep.
And then one more final administrative item. We want to set up a regular time for you all to have this leadership discussion. From the Doodle poll that was circulated, it looks like 17:30 UTC on Mondays was the best time. Denise did not get a chance to answer, so I just wanted to confirm if that time would work for you, Denise. I believe it's 10:30 a.m. Mondays on Pacific time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I did reply. Perhaps I were just to reply an email to you. Or maybe I just didn't get it sent. Can you just send me a note and I'll follow up on email to this group? I'm going to have to check my schedule.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Okay,
we'll do that. No problem. And then keeping in mind that next Monday is a holiday in the U.S. If Mondays is the chosen day, which it looks like it is, do you want to – well, we can follow up on this regarding if you want to have a call next Monday or change the day. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. Thank you all.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.